This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. You're listening to American Family Radio. It's Trivia Friday. We're here every Friday, 10 to 11:30 Central Time, playing trivia. So Megan's on the phone with us. She's traveling from Minnesota to Missouri, and she did answer the question. So Megan, you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. What mile marker are you at?
What mile marker? Just don't have a flat tire.
We're currently in Iowa.
Well, make sure when we're through with you, Megan, don't hang up. We'll put you on hold.
Right.
And we'll get your information and send you a ball cap.
Okay. All right. So anyway, the question that Megan answered that I had was, what is the technique called when you cook food slowly and liquid at a low temperature for a long period of time? Megan said simmering. And gave her credit for that. The answer I had, which is very similar but not exactly the same, is braising, B-R-A-I-S-I-N-G. So if you look it up, braise beef, I was surveying our staff here during the break, and 50% of people know what braised beef is.
Mm-hmm. Ed and I had never heard of it. You and Brent and others, I said, yeah. Sure you have.
So
it's common.
It's on a lot of menus. You'll see it say braised beef or whatever like that. Anyway, all right, Megan, so your question for us. Go ahead.
My question is, what is the Minnesota state fruit?
Okay, the Minnesota state fruit. Okay, don't say anything, Megan. We're going to
talk amongst ourselves.
Okay, so I'm
Would it be apples or something?
That would be a good guess, or grapes, or, grapes are more Wisconsin, I think. Minnesota, probably, you're probably right. Probably an apple.
See, I think Washington more on apples, but I think you're onto something. Let's go.
It's just a guess. I have no idea.
We're going to say, well, it's not citrus. I mean, so,
right.
Okay. Go ahead. Megan, we're going to say apples.
Yeah. That is correct.
Way to go, Ed.
Oh, way to go, Ed.
So,
yes.
So I've contributed. You've contributed to the team today. That leaves us with.
I've contributed two things, Jack and squat.
I'm just kidding.
Hey, Megan, we're going to put you on hold, and Sandy's going to get your information, and we'll send you either you or your husband, whoever wants the hat.
That's right.
Hope you have a wonderful Christmas where you're going to in Missouri.
Be safe out there.
And be safe out there.
So. Lord bless Megan and all the ones traveling back, and put angels around their vehicles and keep them safe.
We need to go repeat our questions, guys.
Hey, all right. Haven't even got a nibble. So not any of them. Might have made mine a little too hard.
I have two remaining. First question, when the American Football League began in 1960, which one of the following was not an original team? Houston Oilers, New York Titans, Miami Dolphins, or Dallas Texans?
Okay.
And then second question, what is another name for the sport of ping pong?
Here's what I've got. Covenants in Bible times, sealed, ratified in one of three ways.
Signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours.
Yes. Sacrifice was slain, salt was eaten, or three, or C. And I'm looking for the third way. It's a little bit odd sounding. Second question, what were the New England Patriots named prior to the 1971 season? You guys both know?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't think it was that hard. Third question, true or false, 50-50 chance, folks. Auld Lang Syne was originally written and used to help Scottish auctioneers practice. Is that true or false?
All right, I have one question left, and it is this. What are the top two selling tire brands in the United States? If you can answer that correctly without looking it up, you can ask a friend. Y'all can put your heads together if you want to. But we'll send you an AFR hat as long as you don't, go to Wikipedia and look it up or something.
Right here. Is that one of them? The top one I know is right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's number one.
Did I get the other one?
No.
Okay.
No. So top two best-selling tire brands in the United States are what? Back to the phones, Ed.
All right, we go to South Carolina, and James is on the line. James, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Going
pretty
well.
Good, James.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir. Where are you calling from in South Carolina?
At East Oak River, Colleton County. I'm actually driving through South Carolina, going to Florida to pick up my son for the new year.
Wonderful.
I'm actually from Sneed's Ferry, North Carolina.
Okay, so you're traveling. I got you. On I-95?
Sir.
On I-95?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know what they call I-95?
What?
The world's largest.
Yeah, especially in South Carolina.
They call it the world's largest parking lot.
Do they really?
That's right.
It goes all the way from Key West all the way to Maine, doesn't it?
I don't know about Key West, Miami, I know. Miami. Maybe Key West. But anyway, I-95 is the most traveled interstate in America.
Really?
Yes.
Hey, you just used a good trivia question. Yep. She just saved that.
Yep.
Well,
all right,
lots
James.
Of folks aren't listening.
That's right.
They're students. They're reading comic books. You can use that question again.
All right, so James, how you doing? Go ahead, ask, answer, or both?
I'll do both.
Which one do you want to answer?
I'm going to do the tire question, actually.
Good.
All right, here we go. For an AFR ball cap to be sent to North Carolina,
answer
where James lives.
Right here.
Here's the question. What are the top two selling, best-selling tire brands in the United States, James?
I don't know if this is going to be correct because it's not what I know about the United States. It's just what I know about my brother's tire shop. Or brother's auto body shop. He told me that his shop sells Goodyear and Michelin the most. So that's what I'm going to go with.
You got it.
Wow.
You got it.
Wow, way to go.
So Goodyear is number one best-selling tire in America, followed by Michelin. Michelin's number two. So what helped Goodyear too is the fact that in 2021 they bought Cooper Tire.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
So you include Cooper Tire in the numbers for Goodyear now.
Okay.
But go ahead.
And I know I talk about us being baby boomers. Goodyear Blimp back in the
day.
That was a good little promotion, good advertisement.
Because they had a lot of sporting events.
A lot of sporting events.
In Arizona.
James,
you believe in that blimp stuff?
You mentioned you mentioned your brother or brother-in-law's got that auto body and tire thing. Where in North Carolina? Give a little plug for it.
Give a little plug for it.
Yeah, it's, what's the name of it? Where is it?
It's in Jacksonville, Silence Tire.
Okay, good.
But Goodyear's number one, Michelin number two. Yep. All right. Go ahead, James. What's your question for us?
This is actually a hometown question for me, a little bit of background. It is a fishing community, but in 1971, they were made famous for the Sneed's Ferry Shrimp Festival with an attendance of how many people?
Sneed Ferry Shrimp Festival. I got the T-shirt, I don't remember how many were there.
What's your question to us, James?
It doesn't have to be. It's not an exact number, just a between range of numbers.
Here's the deal.
Because we don't know an exact. Yeah.
Here's the deal. A lot of people don't hear the B side of the record, but two events everybody wants to swear they've been to: Woodstock and the Sneed Shrimp Festival. Them two, they'll say, I was there. We was in a VW bus. There was nine of us in that bus, and we were barefoot and had flowers painted all over the VW bus.
Yeah, nobody wore deodorant.
Well, James, I'm just going to guess.
5,000.
You're just going to guess? Well, I thought you'd have this locked in, Ed.
If you just want to do a wild random guess, go for it.
That was a burn to remember.
That was good.
Right? All right. I'm going to tell you exactly how many there were.
5,000.
James, I'm going to say 64,382.
Tim, throw a number out
there. Where was this, James?
Sneed's Ferry, North Carolina.
A shrimp festival?
Yes.
Yes, sir. In 1971.
I'm going to say 10,000 people.
All right. What's the answer?
It's actually only 500 to 1,500 people.
Wow, was shrimp bad?
No, it's a small area.
What was wrong?
That's a lot of
because
people.
Because we're actually just a village. At the time, our population was only about maybe 5,000 to 8,000 people at most.
There you okay. go.
I got you.
A fifth of the people showed up for it.
It was a really small town.
Okay.
Fishing community. I
was thinking out-of-towners, you know, big deal, that kind of thing.
Well, now there'll be more that we've mentioned it on national radio.
Was that North Carolina or South Carolina?
North Carolina.
Okay. Is that near New Bern? Where is that near?
Actually, it's right on. It's actually only about an hour and a half away from New Bern. We're right outside the back gate to Camp Lejeune.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're right outside Camp Lejeune, North Carolina.
Ooh, I got you. All right, thanks, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Happy New Year.
Next up, Ed.
All right, we're going to go to Arkansas, and Artemis is on the line. Artemis, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Hey, it says here on the computer screen, you're 11 years old, Artemis. Congratulations. You met the threshold. Would you like to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both, please.
All right, which one you want to try to answer?
The Sealing the Covenant.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this is a pretty tough question for an 11-year-old. Here's the question. Covenants in Bible times were commonly sealed or ratified in one of three ways. A, a sacrifice was slain. B, salt was eaten. Mm-hmm. Or C, what's the answer?
I think you give the person your left shoe.
You give them your shoe. A
wow.
shoe is exchanged. And that,
who thinks of these things?
That, God.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, God. I guess it was God's idea to communicate that to them, you know, for how they do that. But it was Ruth 4:7 is one example when he's, you know, the redeemer.
Yeah.
The kinsman redeemer.
Yeah.
And he said, told the guy who was first in line, and they took his shoe off. And, you know, because they didn't have a notary that you could put a seal on there.
Yeah.
So you would exchange a shoe is exchanged.
And then you would just do it.
Why don't you just give them both of them? Is what I'm saying.
Right. One shoe. That is
a good question. Hey, how did you know that?
There's a story I listened to, and on the story of Ruth and Boaz,
yes.
He gave the person that was first in line his left shoe.
Okay.
To seal the covenant. So that he got Ruth.
Well, you got a good memory.
Wow.
And you have answered that question. Tim, you guys do this occasionally,
yeah.
And
impressed.
I don't think I rarely do this. Because that was the degree of difficulty, stay on the line. We're going to give you a AFR cap. You can wear that or
absolutely.
Give it to your dad or somebody.
Absolutely, Artemis. So we're going to give you a ball cap for having the correct answer there to JJ's question, okay?
That was a tough question to answer.
So make sure when we're done with you on the air, Artemis, hang on, we'll put you on hold and get your information, okay?
Okay.
All right, what's your question for us, young man?
I'm a girl.
Oh, okay. I apologize.
Boy, you blew that one in.
I'm sorry. What's your question for us?
Good night.
It's a
We've
two
been
part,
over this.
It's a two-part question.
All right. Okay. Go ahead.
So what are the feathers on the edges of an owl's wings, and what are they for? What are they called?
I repeat the question. We were distracted.
They were mocking me.
Okay. The feathers on an owl's wing, and what are they for?
So it's what are the feathers called on the tips of an owl's wings, and what are they for?
Okay.
Now I don't know the answer to what they're called, but now on eagle's wings, I think they rotate those and provide a little bit of a vacuum to pull their baby up and keep them in
kinda
flight
like,
when they're teaching them how to fly.
Kind of like NASCAR.
That's right. Drafting.
Wow.
Drafting.
Are they pinions?
No.
All right. You're going to have to give us the answer. I don't think we're
going to guess this one.
They're called plumules, and they help the owl fly silently.
Fly silently.
Wow. Oh, silently. Wow. Okay. I didn't realize that. Otherwise,
you get that clattering sound when they fly. You can see them, hear them coming from a mile away. They'll starve.
I wonder they get shot out. The birds get shot the most are the ones that clatter.
Yeah. That's it. Hey, right. Thank you. Stay on the line so we can get your address, and we hope you had a Merry Christmas, and we hope you and your family have a Happy New Year.
Absolutely, Artemis. Hey, sometimes it is hard for us to tell folks when they're 11 years old whether a boy or a girl.
Yeah.
So just for our on behalf of the team, I just want to say.
Yes, let's apologize for Ed again.
All right, so anyway, so you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I don't have any questions left. Did you ever have any? You had one answer, didn't
just
you?
Just now. Did? Yeah, the Bible question.
All right, who's next, Ed?
All right, we go to Tennessee, and Ellie is on the air with us. Ellie, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
Hi, Ellie. Where do you live in Tennessee?
Bushton.
Okay, which is are you like in West Tennessee?
Yeah, West Tennessee.
West Tennessee. Okay. Well, listen. Thanks for calling. Do you want to ask, answer, or both?
Both, please.
Okay. Which one do you want to answer?
The ping pong one.
All right.
The ping pong question.
Here's the question, Ellie. What is another name for the sport of ping pong?
Table tennis.
Nice.
Do you play table tennis or ping pong, Ellie?
No.
Okay.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. When I was a kid, just wore that ping pong table out.
We did too.
I don't know if they play it anymore much. I don't know.
We did. We played all the time.
Yeah. In youth group, you know, like budget it was lower. It was something that you
did. It was fun.
It was fun. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Ellie, good answer. Way to go. What's your question for us?
What is the mom's name in Bluey?
The mom's name in Bluey.
You got
is Bluey like a movie or something?
No, it's a cartoon.
The cartoon, very well written.
Yeah.
Very entertaining.
Oh, you're talking about the cartoon in the newspaper?
No, on TV.
On TV.
It's Bluey, and what's the little yellow dog's name?
My grandkids love the show. It is, like you said, it's well done. It's funny, even genuinely funny for adults.
You can watch with your children, and you'll get a kick out of it.
Okay, it's a clean, family-friendly.
Not just that. It's promoting family values just as a cartoon.
Yeah.
But what's the question? The question is
the mom's name. I should know that because we've watched it hundreds of hours. What's the answer?
Chili.
Okay, now what's the little yellow dog? I forget, Bluey, and what's the other one's name?
Bingo.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Thank you so much.
Name. Bingo.
Bingo
was the name of the dog
One of the dogs. Bluey and Bingo.
Yeah, they're friends.
And the mother's name?
Well, the mother, and then you have the dad, who he is so funny.
Yeah.
And he'll stop from doing his thing to play with the kids, and they'll build a tent in the living room, and they'll play freeze tag, and he'll let them pile on them and everything. And so, they have good morals.
It's a good father character.
It really is.
He's not a dummy like a lot of cartoons and
TV
shows.
That must have come along. When was the height of that? Is it like very popular now or something?
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
Okay. My kids.
I know, last 4 or 5 years, I think.
I don't know. You know,
you got grandkids.
Well, see, so many people. Yeah. Here's where how it evolved. So many people are in therapy from watching Barney. You have a big old dinosaur rumbling.
I remember the Barney days. That were when my kids were kids were at home. But
I'm kidding about Barney.
I got left.
I'm not.
After we got through with Paw Patrol, I said goodbye to all the children's programs, man.
What's the one?
Life's short.
I'm just going to ask this.
Jason's
then we'll
on
move
the
on.
Case. That's all I'll say about that.
Yeah,
what's the one with this guy? He's a grown man. And he acts silly.
Yeah.
It's live action.
Pee Wee Herman?
No. He's got the little floppy hat and the orange overalls, and he does the...
You're talking about... I know who you're talking about. Yeah. That's an internet thing. It's a YouTube thing.
It's on TV.
You pull it up on it.
I can't stand it. My grandkids love this guy.
And he kind of twists from side to side, and he'll say, let's go to the zoo. Let's go to see tractors on a farm. Biff,
yeah, it's
Biffy
very educational, but he is goofy.
Kids are really say on the air what I
yeah,
would do to
Yeah, kind of like
guy.
Role, not a role model for children. I mean, you don't want to grow up and be like him.
But he's huge.
You got to have. He uses that silly personality to do educational
to make
videos.
Millions of dollars.
Yeah, and he does make a lot of money. Yeah.
It'll
All right, but anyway. What's the name of it?
We can't.
Yeah.
Well, everybody, there's half, Brent's not gonna half answer. Of the no. people listening on radio know what we're talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah. Well, Brent, instead of watching Rocky, right, he go. Spends a lot of time watching that.
It's got to be.
All right.
Yes.
If we go to Missouri.
What is the name of that?
And Shaden is
twirling
on,
hat on.
Wait,
on the
line.
We're going to know.
Blippi.
Blippi. That's it. That's yeah. It.
Yeah. My
that's
wife told me.
Yeah.
Blippi.
Blippi.
Yeah. Blippi with the orange and blue. And yeah. Yeah. But that guy just started doing those. That's a pretty interesting story. That guy just started doing a few of those videos for fun, and it caught on like wildfire. And,
yeah.
and you can make money. He's making a lot of money.
Oh, my goodness,
now.
Yeah. He's making a kill.
All right, go ahead, Ed.
All right, Shaden, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hello, Shaden. Welcome to the program.
Where do you live in Missouri?
I live in Jackson, but right now we're in Texas picking up my siblings for New Year's.
Great.
Oh, love
Jackson, like
road.
In Cape Girardeau, Jackson?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good area.
Yeah, just north of Cape Girardeau right there, Shaden. Because my first cousin lives in Cape Girardeau. And,
your first cousin does?
Yeah, and his son plays on the Cape Girardeau, is it Central football team? And they play Jackson. They talk about them being a rival.
I'm not going to lie, Cape gets smoked every year.
Yeah, well, it's, isn't it Central High School there?
The Central Tigers and the Jackson Indians.
Yeah.
Hey, Shaden, I know right. this is a lot to ask, but could you swing by there and tell them hello for Tim? Because he wasn't able to make it up
right.
for Christmas. And you're closer than we are. And just stop by there and knock on the door and tell them, you know, Merry Christmas, yeah. belated Merry Christmas.
Hey, we're about to run out of time. Shaden, ask, answer, or both?
I'd like to do both.
Which one do you want to answer?
I want to answer the question on the New England Patriots on what their name was before.
What were the New England Patriots' name prior to the 1971 season?
The Boston Patriots.
The Boston Patriots.
Boston Patsies.
So they were they were no good till really to their
it
glory.
Took a, it took a name change.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The New England Patriots. They came, but the Tom Brady and Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Were the Tom two Brady. People.
And then they became maybe the most dominant. Franchise
oh, yeah.
in for like NFL the next history. 15
hey, what's 20. Your question for us? Hey,
yeah,
Shaden, Shaylen.
Since I'm from Missouri, I want to ask you a Missouri question.
Go.
How many World Series wins do the St. Louis Cardinals have?
Oh, this is a Tim Wilman question.
They have 11.
11?
11?
Mm-hmm. He said confidently.
Tim says 11. Correct.
Wow. Nicely done. Wow, you're bringing it for this for the team.
They have 11 World Series. They're second only to the New York Yankees.
So that wasn't a guess then.
What now?
Yeah. Oh, he knows it. Yeah.
No, Shaden, Tim has been a Cardinal fan his whole
Cardinals.
Life.
He grew up watching the Cardinals. His dad would take him to the games, and he rode around on his Schwinn Stingray with a transistor radio.
I really
That's
did.
That's true.
Yeah. Hang up the remember what a transistor radio was.
Hey, Shaden, we got to let you go. Be safe out there driving. Have a great
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Y'all better answer your questions.
All right. When the American Football League began in 1960, which of the following was not an original team? Houston Oilers, New York Titans, Miami Dolphins, or Dallas Texans? The answer is Miami Dolphins. The New York Titans, by the way, became later known as the Jets.
Auld Lang Syne, originally written and used to help Scottish auctioneers practice. Is that true or false?
That's got to be true.
True, I guess. Yeah.
100% false.
Really?
Made it up last night. Hey.
You got me.
I'm going to be at Smithville Baptist Church, Wild Game Supper, and then sticking around preaching on Sunday morning, January the 25th and 26th.
I still don't believe that Christians ought to be participating in Wild Games.
That's January the 25th and the 26th, Saturday night, Sunday morning. You're invited if you're nearby.
All right, have a great weekend, everybody.
Out there.
Have a great weekend. Take care.